Good morning. It's Friday, and it's time for the internet sensation sweeping. Well, it's not sweeping anything yet. The John and Dave Show is live here on Instagram. Welcome. I hope you're having a nice Friday morning, a good start to your day. Just did a very serious workout with my workout crew. I'll probably complain about it just a tiny bit during the course of today's John and Dave Show. So stay tuned. That'll be fun. Where's John Acuff? Do we know where our host with the most is? The man with the questions? The guy who knows all, including bacon. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the handsome, the one and only, Mr. John.
Hey,
there he is. There he is.
Look at us.
Oh, wait a second. Do you have a job interview later? You're wearing a button-up shirt.
I was just on a podcast, and I put this on, and I have a t-shirt underneath, and I was like, I don't have time because it's complicated. And the people aren't ready for that. Maybe a Saturday night show, I take the shirt off, but let's pump the – it's Friday morning.
It's Friday morning. You look very handsome. Honestly, yeah. You could be the manager anywhere. So I hope you get it. Whatever it is,
I feel like a mattress warehouse. Like I could sell you a mattress right now. Like, what do you think? We got them in foam.
What's your sleep number? Yeah, that's a thing that you would say. It's amazing.
Yeah, based on how you're standing, you look like a 72 to me. I don't mean to be forward, but you look like a 72. Am I right? You like it firm? Like, no, I don't.
Good times. Good times. How's the week been?
Good, dude. Good. What day are you on for your 30-day challenge?
Today's day 4 of our 30-day challenge. If you haven't heard, ladies and gentlemen, it's sweeping the garage gym over here to my right. We are for 30 days, very simple challenge. Move your body for 30 to 45 minutes, keep a food journal, just track what you eat, and then find some way to track how body movement and fuel makes you feel, affects your body, something so you can see cause and effect. And we're gonna do it for 30 straight days, so.
I love it. Day 4, what's been the hardest part so far?
Today was hard. What's interesting is we're trying to mix it up a little bit so that we don't get into anything rhythm-wise that feels like we're mailing it in. Today we did a very hard concentration of individual activity, back to back to back, 15 reps of a single muscle thing, and it was, very difficult. Thank you very much.
Nice.
But so far it hasn't. It's not the good news about a challenge. It's never hard on day 4.
No,
it's
day 4 you still feel like we're doing it.
We're doing it. It's great. Everything's fine.
What's the suckiest day for you of a challenge? 30-day challenge. What's the day where it's like, that was a stomach punch normally? Is it like day 11?
It's like 10. Yeah, I was going to say 10 or 11. Because like, honestly, you're not at the halfway point. You're like starting to get some fatigue. Sometimes when you're hoping to grab a community and have them jump into a challenge with you, you're like, is this thing still on? Are people still actually motivated to do it? But it's been rad.
I love it. Well, I texted you and said last time we did one of these, my wife was like, Dave was so much better on camera. You rushed right into the questions. She was like, Dave is good at the warming up the crowd. And I was like, oh, okay. Because
we're having a conversation here.
Like two, but okay. I see what you're saying. And I texted you that and you said that she's going to get part of our Golden Globe.
An executive producer already. She's giving notes. We love that.
When Tonal finally sponsors us and we get out on some of the award circuits, I mean, it's hard for us to even put our names in for some of the awards without money. Look, there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the John and Dave Show, sponsored by our friends at Tonal. Not yet, but Tonal, if you're listening, we need a sponsor.
Tonal Studio. To the Tonal Studio. Joining us in the Tonal Studio,
ooh,
Dave Wallace.
The Tonal Studio. I like that.
It's all about branding. It's all about branding. Well, no, my week's been awesome. Tons of podcasts. Still talking about that book a lot.
Still got that banner.
Yeah, got that banner. What? I do that every time. Somebody goes, you got a big banner? I go, what? That? I do the same joke. Do you have a joke you do over and over and over?
You know what's weird? It's an unconscious thing if I do, so I don't know it until I do it. I mean, I say, like, I'm here for that a lot. I say, let's go.
Oh, yeah. What are your phrases? I'm here for that. What else?
I mean, I say, let's go a ton. So I think I find myself kind of going back to things like that, but it's not something that I'm even conscientious of. I'm sure there are people on the internet that would drag me for all the things I say all the time.
Yeah. Somebody the other day, they're maybe like 28, and I was on their podcast, and they said, one of the things I love about you is your dad jokes. And I was like, Like, because they were young enough to not know a dad doesn't want to know that. You know, like, they were like, I love your dad jokes because I thought we were peers. And then I was like, oh. And then I was like, I'm old. Like, we have, like, I get easily confused. Like, I felt 1,000 years old. And they meant it as a compliment. And I was like, oh, no dad wasn't. I'm like, you know what I love is your dad bod. Like, oh, like, when you add dad to any phrase, it becomes lame. Where you're like, dad shoes, New Balance. Like, it's not good.
No. Yeah, bless up is a thing I say. I see that in the comments. I did notice when I was doing a string of stories that I said, all right, at the beginning of every story, not like in a cool McConaughey kind of way, just like, all right. And then when you like watch them in order, you're like, does this person have a problem? Like, I clearly have an all right thing that happens. Right. Whatever. Yeah. It is what it is.
What is a string of stories? What is that? What is
a string? A string of stories. String.
Just, I thought you said a string of stories. I was like, what kind of poetry is he doing on the side that I don't even know about?
We'll make a string of stories a thing. It just hasn't been invented yet.
Yeah, Tonal could sponsor that. So I feel good about our initial ground covering of chit chat.
I do too, though. I have to make a quick confession.
What's that?
I haven't cooked the bacon yet.
Really? But you opened it.
I opened the box. Yeah. Now here's the thing: if you get a box of bacon from who is it from?
Benton's Bacon.
Number one, the mail people knew that I got this bacon because the smell is coming through the packaging.
So good.
John sent me bacon. Very, very excited to get this bacon. Yeah. I get the box and I'm like, oh, the Smoky Mountains are actually inside of the box.
So good. So good.
Open up the box, and as I'm taking them out of the box, the smell of the bacon may be still on my hands from 2 days ago. I'm not sure. The packaging does not contain the smell.
Yeah.
But my kids aren't back until Sunday, and I just felt guilty about cooking 4 pounds of bacon for myself.
It's probably too much.
It feels like a thing I have to share. So Sunday is going to be the day.
So my wife, who's a Southerner, said, make sure he saves the fat. She said, that is the greatest fat for recipes going forward.
Oh, like the grease out of the pan.
Yeah, the grease out of the pan. She's like, that is, she said, I know he's not a Southerner, so I don't know if he knows that. I said, so she was like, make
I
sure
save
he knows.
The fat all the time. I didn't know what you meant. Now
yeah,
I
not
understand.
In a can.
I get it. In a mason jar.
You live in Texas now. There's probably mason jars that grow on trees. Like,
oh, yeah, you do. You walk out back and you're like, oh, is that a mason jar? Yes, it is.
Exactly. They roll around like tumbleweed. They're like, oh, the mason jars are coming in.
Done.
Well, I feel fine about that confession. I've never mailed somebody bacon before, so that was a fun experience.
I feel like we're closer, so thank you. I need to mail you something now because you've now sent me a book and bacon. I need two. The two things are coming back your way.
That's a good combo: a book and bacon. That feels like an indie band. Like,
by the way, I had a kickoff marketing conversation for the next book. We came up with some ideas, and one of the ideas, I hate to invite myself to your back patio, is I am going to take my little patio of peace idea to the patios of people that I love. Right. And we are going to experience the peace of their back patio
together. That's great.
So get ready. I'm coming to Nashville.
Bring it. It's right.
I want to see that pop-up tent out back.
Oh, that'd be so fun. And that comes out in October? New book is October?
October, yeah. We're going to, again, bludgeon people until it does, but it'll be amazing, yes.
Yeah. You're going to
What? Oh, no, I was talking to Heidi. I said, you know what? I think I actually have to ask John about his banner guy because
it's a legit banner.
Probably poke fun at it.
It's a legit
banner. I'm going to need a banner.
Yeah. So I'm excited about the book, but I'm also excited. Segue.
Seven questions.
I have, Dave, I need to tell you, we're up to 57, which is pretty exciting. In the process, I highlight the ones I've already asked you. So there's no repeats. This is pure fresh content.
So
you don't. Nobody wants a rerun. We're too early to be in syndication.
Nah.
We're going to get there.
Yeah.
We're going to TBS. Come on. Knock on that door.
Is TBS still working? Never mind. Keep going. All right.
You ready for the first one?
I'm ready.
We're going real ridiculous right out of the gate. Do you think water parks have to have that many used Band-Aids everywhere? Like, is it a law? Is it like the Water Park Federation of America? There's a minimum number of loose floating used Band-Aids.
You know what's interesting about Band-Aids in pools / water parks is that water is so dirty already, and you are not drawn to that as a thing you are not aware of until you see the Band-Aid. You're like, oh, there's Band-Aids in here.
This is people soup.
Everything else is in here. Yeah, no, I think there's probably some kind of minimum threshold if you want to have an operating license that requires that you have at least 14 to 17 floating Band-Aids.
On the final walkthrough, there's a guy with a clipboard that's like, ooh, a full knee Band-Aid. That's next level. Good for you.
The big Band-Aids, truly, that takes us to the next level because you know there's a scab that probably has come off and now people are in the water.
If you were going to open a water park, would that be one of your selling features? Would be less Band-Aids than you're used to? Like, huge wave pool, amazing slides, very few Band-Aids.
30% fewer Band-Aids than what you experienced at that wild water thing down the road.
Okay, this one's fun. What's the dumbest thing you did in college?
Do you want it alphabetically or chronologically?
Exactly. By like, what year? What year of my... And I have a couple of mine that when you share yours, I'll share mine. And
the dumbest thing was also one of the best things, but I can look back now with the objectivity of my desire for my children to not repeat any of what happened while I was pledging a fraternity, because I became great friends. I just had a ton of fun, and it developed a whole host of things that made me go from boy to a little tiny bit closer to man. I wasn't a man when I graduated, but like closer. And yet the things that they had us do, I now look back and I'm like, that is embarrassing. It's terrible. It's illegal. Like, there were things that just, and I've told stories now every once in a while to my kids just to kind of make them laugh. And then halfway through the story, I'm like, nope, never mind. This didn't actually happen. I'm making it up and I don't ever want you to repeat anything.
That is a funny, when you have to punch out of a story in the middle because you recognize the person you're talking about is you and you don't like that person. You're like, oh, like punch out Maverick. Like you do pull the ejector seat of the story and you go, you guys want pancakes? Like you offer some distraction. Like, that's so good, dude. My dumbest thing was I got into raves senior year. So I was really into raves. I did that with glow sticks 100%. Like we would go to the camping department section in Walmart because glow sticks, this was different times. They weren't available and shiny clothing. And it was really, I was dating a girl who was into raves and like, if she had been into country music, I would have had a rodeo belt buckle. So like, it didn't matter. And I got into raves and would go to warehouses in the middle of the night and dance with glow sticks. And it's not my best look.
Can I tell you though, this is a very interesting thing. This last year where the world has been, you know, like, oh, it's not the way that you think it's going to go. Mm-hmm. I have very intentionally tried to say yes to things that I might normally say no to. I will be attending Burning Man with Heidi in September, a thing that I would have never said yes to.
Whoa. It wasn't my idea.
A buddy from high school actually was like, hey, we're getting an RV. We're going to Burning Man. I was like, yes.
Wow. That's amazing. That's on the list. That's on the list of like,
I'm going to go live in the dirt.
Yeah. Are you going to build something? Like, you have to?
I don't know what you do there. I have worn button-up polo shirts for most of my life. I'm going to walk in. They're going to be like, you're the one that we're trying to burn down, brother. Get on out of here.
Wear one of your suits, like your old Disney suits, and do like a David, the guy from, you know, what's the band? The Cars. No, yeah. Not The Cars. That's Rick, Talking Heads. Do the
there
Talking Heads.
There could be something like, very cathartic about bringing a suit that I haven't worn since the Disney days and then like destroying it, tearing it off, like having it slowly disintegrate into the dust of BlackRock.
I feel like we're brainstorming. This just got into a Burning Man brainstorm session, which I didn't have on the notes. Like on my notes, I didn't have Burning Man brainstorm session.
Question two.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is amazing. All right. Question number 44. Which is three. I own too many pairs of headphones. What's something you own too many of? Like right now in your life, you know what? You're like, not the bacon. I sent you 4 pounds of bacon. That's not on you. But what's something you own too many of?
I hate to go like directly out of what we just talked about, but I am this next week, I have committed to cleaning out my entire closet because as I was standing inside of it, I recognize that I haven't worn most of what's in there. And I decided that I'm going to move from one closet to another closet. And what is inside of there that I have way too many of are the suits. I am never, I mean, like, I'll keep a couple because maybe sure. I'll go to a wedding that requires
funerals. People like funerals.
Yeah, sure. I'll go to a funeral in a suit if it's required. But I don't need suits. And I have 25 suits because that was all I wore for more than a decade. So suits is the thing. That's boring. I mean, like, what I probably have a lot of that I don't need all of, I'm a sports memorabilia human, and I have a ton of baseball cards. And so...
Moving
cards from house to house is like one of those things where you're like, oh, we're going to do this again? Yeah, we're going to do this again. I think at a certain time, I need to maybe wean some of the collection.
How are they stored? Are they in plastic sleeves? Like, what's your...
Sleeves, cases. Yeah. I mean, there's some stuff that's like the super nice stuff is in super like great protective things. There's a bunch of graded cards. They have these services that grade cards, tell you if they're in good condition.
It's huge right now. Gary V's all over baseball
huge.
Cards.
Yeah. And then there's just a bunch in cardboard boxes. So it's just like there's stacks and stacks of boxes of stuff that, you know, is important to me, worth very little, and means nothing to most people.
Yeah. Follow-up question. Will you be listening while you clean out the closet to Eminem's Cleaning Out My Closet?
There's nothing else that you can. You have to put it on a loop, period.
Is there, I mean, you got two songs to choose from, R. Kelly, Stuck in the Closet, and Eminem. I mean, like, when it comes to closet.
We can't listen to R. Kelly anymore, so I don't know why you'd bring him up. I actually, like, here's the thing that I do. I grab Hulu, I search CIA movie, I put it on in the background, something dramatic is happening with a spy while I am moving clothes from thing to thing. Yeah.
Do you like revenge movies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched last night a movie. We went to the movie theater for the first time.
Watch Nobody?
Nobody.
I am so jealous of you right now.
It was spectacular.
Oh, it looks great. It looks good.
And we were in a theater where it was just us and a man named John. He came from LA, it turns out. And we befriended him. And collectively, the three of us gave the film 6 thumbs up. So, I mean, it's amazing.
Did you know he wrote that about something that happened to him?
I know. I heard about that because of a podcast he was on, the Smartless podcast that the Bateman does with Will Arnett and Sean Hayes. Anyway, he was on there talking about the movie, which was the reason why I wanted to see it in the first place.
Dude, I love a revenge movie. Favorite category, revenge movies. John Wick, Man on Fire. Have you seen Man on Fire?
Oh, love. Love. Even Taken to me is a revenge movie. I'll
perfect. Perfect. I love this. All right. Yeah. Next question. What size do you think my head is? Do you feel like I have a big head, like physically?
No. No, I think that you have just a beautifully fit to your body. It helps protect that beautiful head of hair. Your head looks normal. Why? Is your head big?
I'm buying a hat. I've decided to buy a hat. And I was looking online, and I thought I needed a medium. And my wife, this was this morning. This is a fresh question.
Ooh.
This is right out of the gate. She measured my head, and she thinks I need an XL. And I wouldn't say that I feel like I'm walking around with an XL head. And I was like, I'm going to ask my buddy Dave. I'm getting a second opinion on my head size right now.
Your head looks so normal. And now the only thing I can see is your massive forehead.
Ooh, you think it's the forehead that's doing all the damage?
I'm joking. I think your head looks perfect to me. Here's the thing. I have no gauge of how tall you are. You could be 7'7". You could be 4'6".
Let's go with that.
Let's
go with that. Has somebody ever made a comment about some part of you that then you thought about constantly? They were like, yeah, you have weird fingers. And then like for the next 10 years, you were like, they are weird.
I remember walking across the middle school, like open area from one class to the next. And a girl walked up to me. I had a zit right here on my nose.
Yeah.
And she came up and said, hey, look at you, Rudolph. And for like maybe the next, what was I, like 16? So the next 30 years, all I think about is how red my nose is because a girl named Jessica, when I was 16, I guess I was in high school, said that my nose was red and I can't shake it. Thank you, Jessica, you son of a gun.
Yeah, there's a guy named Joshua who told me I had repeated a joke on Twitter. Apparently, I should have checked the 80,000 other tweets I had done before I released this new one, that I had already done that joke 9 months ago. I didn't know he was keeping track. And now whenever I write a joke, I have this voice in my head that's like, you better make sure it's good or Josh is going to be pissed. And I was like, and the joke wasn't even that big. Like, the joke was, if I was an NFL player, I'd never want to be in an article that involved the phrase outside a club, because it's never good. It's never
good.
Help some homeless, saved an orphan.
Like, never.
It's never good. And
never.
I still think, I'm like, Joshua, you son of a. All right. Last question. This one's a pretty fun one, I feel like. Do you think that you today, with the current set of skills you have, do you think you could cut down a tree with a chainsaw? Like a good sized tree?
Well, this is what's dangerous with me. I mean, of course, my answer immediately to any question, literally, you could have said anything, is, yeah, I'm pretty sure I could. And the
walk me through the process. Where are you getting the chainsaw? Are you watching YouTube? Do you have a logger friend? You're like, oh, Logger Smith, I'll call him.
Oh, wait. See, this is also a problem in my steps, because I normally just head on over to the depot. I pick up a chainsaw. Never watch a single instructional video. Don't even read the instructions on the side of the box.
Just fire it up. Yank
the cord. Yank the cord. Because I figure, well, I think I saw a lumberjacking show on ESPN at 4 a.m. one time when I couldn't sleep. Yeah. I feel like I've got a pretty good handle on this. Yeah. And then it's only when the tree is landing on the house where I'm like, oh, there's a nuance to this I didn't understand.
Yeah. Like, you know,
I
am the worst.
I wanted to get a basketball hoop for my kids. And so I get this basketball hoop. It's full of instructions. It's a I got a very serious basketball hoop. Mm-hmm. And I'm building it. And there's a time where you have to install the glass, like NBA professional glass backboard, to this very tall stand, because it's a basketball hoop. Yeah. And I don't look at the instructions. I'm just like, oh, I think I've got a hang of this. And I balanced it on a piece of cardboard that the actual hoop came in. I went over to grab a sip of my LaCroix and I came back, and that glass backboard was now smashed on my driveway.
Oh. Shaq
instructions
style.
And myself, we just never have had a great relationship, and it's
were
why
you tempted to take a photo as if you had dunked so hard you broke the backboard? Did that cross your mind?
No, there was a lot. I was experiencing a lot of dad shame as my son was like, "What did you do?" And I'm like, "Oh, geez."
That's where you go. You just have to switch. Sell them backboards are for sissies. You got to all switch, all net. This is an all net family. No backboards.
We still got a rim.
Tiger mom, that kid would be like,
we still got a rim, son.
Yeah, exactly. You think everybody can afford a backboard? This kid? Yeah, that's what flip it. Do one of those like judo moves where you flip it on them. That is exactly. So funny. Do you think though that, like, would you tie a rope to the tree? Would you know to do that?
I didn't even know that there was rope.
Yeah, the reason I ask is that when I was out of college living with my parents, my dad, a neighbor wanted to cut down some trees and said, we'll pay for all the trees to be cut down. And my dad was like, we'll cut them down ourselves, which was mistake number one. And then he tied what felt like dental floss to the tree, the thinnest of ropes. And my job was to pull 1,200 pounds of lumber moving to the earth at a rapid speed. Like, it was me versus gravity. And
feels right.
And so he made the cut wrong, and he starts screaming at me, pull, pull, pull. And I'm like, I'm pulling as hard as I can, but you can't really change the direction of a tree with your hands. And it lands right on our neighbor's roof. The neighbors who had volunteered to pay to have the trees cut down. And not only did it land on their roof, it landed on our ladder and bent our ladder so badly we had to borrow somebody else's ladder to go up and clean their roof before they got home. And it was – so I have – that's why I'm always curious, because Home Depot will sell you they'll sell you a chainsaw, no questions asked.
Isn't
no
that questions. Crazy? Right? There's a
you
lot of
you should have to carve
things
something
that
in the back.
Not
like,
as dangerous.
You have to carve
that you,
something?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things that are like more dangerous or less dangerous that you don't have to, you know, that you have to do a little bit of like background checking on or have a conversation about. Not
chainsaw
this.
In and out. And I could get a chainsaw today. I could own one in an hour.
I saw right someone now. Ask, would you use a gas or an electric chainsaw?
Gas.
Well, that's yeah, even, I don't even know that
you
there,
want to
I didn't
plug
even know there
in
was
char-
Come on. What kind of a tree are we chopping down? You got to have a gas one.
How long do you want it to take? Like, it's like going to be like a Tesla where you can only do three rings at a time and you have to wait and do three more. And no, it's not. That's not even a real question. No. I love that people ask questions. Everybody keeps saying, read the manual. You got to read the manual. That is fantastic. I love doing this. It's always super fun. These questions go by so quickly.
They do.
I cross them off. I've got so many more questions. Let's do one last bonus one because I think we have time. Bonus question. We didn't even tell people ahead of time we were doing this. You came for five. You're getting six.
We were doing seven anyway. So now I'm confused.
Oh, is it seven? Well, okay. Well, then maybe
that was advertised.
We got two more. What's the last thing you splurged on? You were like, you know what? I splurged on that thing.
I love this baseball game on PlayStation. And a PlayStation 5 came out, and you cannot get a PlayStation 5.
Okay.
So I splurged and bought one off of eBay from somebody who gouged the price up, like doubled the price. But I was like, you know what? If I'm going to be here at this house without kids half the time, and I love this game, I'm going to go ahead and splurge on that. I got myself a PlayStation 5. I actually had to call Heidi. I was like, Heidi, I got bad news for you. Just so you know, there's a new part of our family. I got a PlayStation 5. So if I'm unavailable, I am playing this video game. Thank you very much. He laughed.
That is amazing. So that's what you splurged on. So you didn't do the thing where, like, I got up at 2 a.m., I punched a stranger to buy the PlayStation. Like, I knocked down an old lady, but it was important because I got a PlayStation.
On the day that it came out, I did go online. I was like, oh, I'll do what you do. I went and just, like, typed in PlayStation 5, and it was like, no.
Yeah.
Out. Thank you.
All out. Well, people are telling me I got the number wrong. There's just a lot of pressure when you're thinking about sponsors and ratings.
I don't want you to be hard on yourself, John. You continue to carry the entire team on your back with the questions.
That is not true.
If it's five or seven, don't matter. I'm just saying the kids came for seven.
Well, we got one more. One more to ask. Let's see. I've already asked that. I got one about machetes, but that feels close to chainsaws. Let's see. Ooh. Okay. What's a food you were wrong about as a kid? So as a kid, you were like, screw tomatoes. And now you're like, you know what?
I'm
down with tomatoes.
I went to dinner. I went to dinner with my pastor, this great guy, Jason. We ate at this place that had oysters. I see it on the menu. If I'm at a place where they're selling oysters, I don't care how far we are from the ocean. I don't care if it's got a sea in the window. Don't matter. I am getting oysters. But when I was growing up, oysters were literally the worst thing that you could possibly eat. So here we are, table of four, double date. Hey, who all wants to have oysters? Not a single person. So I was like, I'm going to need a dozen. I will have a dozen oysters.
So that didn't even faze you. You were like, y'all are wrong.
Oh.
I'm doing oysters. You're going to miss out.
Here's the thing. There was a time where, like, social, like, it being okay, taking a cue from the rest of the table saying, like, I don't know, man, oysters, the taste or the texture or I don't know, man, we are far from an ocean, would have probably swayed me. Not now.
No,
I'd eat oysters and be the only person on the planet eating them, and I would love it.
Oysters are amazing. Oysters are fantastic. Indian River and Apalachicola, best oysters in the country. Like 80% of oysters come from there.
Hold on. Aren't they great?
No.
They're amazing.
They're amazing. They're slimy and chewy, and there's nothing
good at them. You don't chew them. They're not bubble gum.
Well, you have to, like, load them with seasoning to make them palatable.
They are the best
thing. You have to put toppings on pizza to make pizza great too, but we don't complain about pizza.
Oh, geez. Here's the thing. They're amazing. I love them. I would eat them every single day. One question, since you love oysters, when they have a variety of oysters, do you choose to get a mix match pair or do you pick a single oyster?
No. I'm going like, Let's do the range. Let's do a flight. I don't even know if they do flights of oysters because they're water creatures.
I do a flight too. Oh, no. I do a flight too. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, man, I wish I'd not gotten this small guy. Because sometimes they bring me that small East Coaster and I'm like, you know what? No. I'm going to need a big, huge oyster. Thank you very much.
Horseradish for days. Like,
days. I'm still so sweating from two nights ago. Still.
So good. I'm just proud of you, Dave, that you resisted Heidi's peer pressure. And you were Heidi, if you could stay out of that for a second, please. You resisted Heidi's peer pressure and you went on. You said, I'm going to be full Dave Hollis, not part Dave Hollis.
No,
fractional
it's
Dave
me.
Hollis, all Dave Hollis. I'm at this table. Voices are happening and you did it. You overcame and I am proud of you.
We have been doing this interesting thing called breath bites, which if, you know, someone's taking a bite of something. So like I had a piece of garlic bread and I was like, you need to have a bite of this if we're going to actually have a smooch later. Yeah. Oyster breath bites didn't happen. So
she wasn't even like, she was like, nope, doesn't matter.
Nope. You can keep it all to yourself, sir. Thank
but
you very much.
But isn't she from like the desert? Do I have that right? That she's from the desert?
She's from the desert.
Yeah, so like I would never give you cactus advice. That'd be unfair. So I won't expect you to give me oyster advice. That's just
fair.
Yeah, so if I was like, tell me about Gila monsters, I'd be like, tell me about that. Tell me about sand,
rattlesnakes,
dry heat, rattlesnakes. That'll be the exchange. Good. I'm glad we worked this out. I feel better already.
Expertise.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel better already. Well, Dave. This has been a blast.
This episode went by very fast, John.
It did. And I got to tell you, I'm down for next week. This will be a special one because I'll actually be in Dallas. So it'll be a Texas to Texas conversation.
Let's go.
I am here for.
Oh, I'm going to be in Florida. So
somebody will be in Texas.
You're going to be in Texas holding the fort down. I'll be in Florida. It's still going to be magic.
Here's my promise. I will remember the Alamo. All right. I will remember the Alamo. That is my promise to you. It's my promise to Heidi. It's my promise to Hello Guys. That's what a lot of people are commenting. So awesome, awesome stuff. Dave, have a fantastic rest of your Friday.
And to you, sir.
So fun to see you.
All right. Love you, brother. Bye, have a great week. Have a great weekend. Guys.